This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2243. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 16th, Algeria, Australia, Brazil, Canada, Finland, Germany, Indonesia, Kyrgyzstan, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Panama, Saudi Arabia, Slovakia, Slovenia, Spain, Taiwan, Turkey, USA, Vanuatu, Vietnam, Digital Propagation. Standard disclaimer, more about monitoring English segments from Ifriqiya FM in Algeria, which is a shortwave station on approximately 17600 during much of the day. There is an English broadcast segment sometime between 18 and 19 UT, it seems, but it's only for a few minutes long. There may be another one between 06 and 07 UT. On Friday, May 10th, I tuned in at 1839 when English was in progress until 1842. It was something about African students making a difference in agriculture. Alan Rowe explains that segment is called Zoom in Africa. Via the remote in Holland, although it's not always necessary, I listened to the entire 18 UTR on May 15th. And English appeared from 1820 until 1825. It's a floating English segment, and it was about economic problems and the IMF in Nigeria, not Algeria. The woman speaker has a good accent, but speaks too fast, making her hard to follow. There was also some overmodulation, distortion, and annoying continuous music mixing. I suspect that some English as a second language speakers try to impress us with their fluency by speaking as rapidly as possible rather than aiming for clarity. Another announcer with an ID in English saying from north to south, east to west, and giving FM frequencies in four different cities, including Iran. Even when the 10-meter band may appear to be dead, it pays to band scan listening carefully, especially for beacons. On May 14th at 2204, the only signal I was getting was CW on 28262, just barely, but it was a VK, and the only one listed there is VK2RSY in Sydney, with 25 watts. We have a report from Levy P. Everson in Mbutui, Paraguay. That's Mbutui. Of some unusual Brazilian stations, one or maybe both of them pirates. One we're not certain about is 6149.92, Radio Saturno, heard May 10th at 2112, and an ID at 2116 with an email address. And on 9289.90, May 12th at 1333, Radio Araucaria, that's Araucaria, with an ID at 1349. And a third one, unknown location, but it appears to be relaying a Chilean station, which was once on shortwave long ago. Remember, CBC La Voz? This is on 6979.12, May 10th at 2154, and it was parallel to their web stream with the song and news at 2200 and ID. May 14th at 0142 and still 0218 UT, I was surprised to hear Trenton Military on its day frequency, 15034 USB, and it even was receiving some reports, not on its night frequency 6754. They supposedly switched sometime between 23 and midnight UT. By the way, I noticed in the Klingenfuss book that there are two other SSBs on 15034, CJX in St. John's and VXA in Edmonton, which I have never heard. Mike Cooper forwards a story from the Toronto Star May 10th by Josh Rubin. Canadian columnist and broadcaster Rex Murphy has died. A keen-eyed observer of Canadian life for more than two decades, host of CBC's Cross-Country Checkup. For some, he was a towering public intellect and keen-eyed observer of Canadian life and politics. For others, he was a right-wing crank and climate change skeptic. There were few Canadians who felt ambivalent about Rex Murphy. But love him or hate him, his inimitable voice and perspective have been silenced for good. He died of cancer on May 9th. He was 77. Via Hardcore DX, Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports there is a new shortwave station in Finland. According to the website, it's at Asikala, Asikkala. Planning to launch on Saturday, June 1st. It's called Radio Pico, P-I-K-O. The test transmissions are due in late May on 3990, 5980, and 9770. It will be active on Saturdays and Sundays until August 15th. The power is 10 watts, and the format will be big band music. The webpage says it's an infamous triple L, low power, low antenna, low budget operation. But its webpage is illustrated with cheesecake, radiopiko.fi. Bill Tilford reminds us of his now monthly broadcast, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, via Channel 292 in Germany, for Saturday, May 18th. The guest will be Clay Ross, leader of the American Patchwork Quartet, and Eugene Pao in Hong Kong, China's foremost jazz guitarist. It's at 09 UT Saturday on 9670, beaming toward Eastern Europe and Eurasia, and at 19 UT on 3955 and 6070, omnidirectional. However, additionally, on May 18th, a test broadcast of his other program, From the Isle of Music, at 23 UT on 3955 and 9670. And on Sunday, May 19th at 23 UT, a repeat broadcast test of Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, also on 3955 and 9670. And via BCDX, here is another special broadcast from Channel 292, 9670. Radio City, the Station of the Cars, on Monday, May 20th, at 11 to 12 UT. I believe it originates in Canada. As we previewed last week, the Voice of Indonesia, changing one of its frequencies to avoid interference, 4750 to 4755, and still on 3325, including English at 13 UT. Ron Howard recorded this announcement about it. That was recording May 13th at 1301 UT on the other frequency, 3325. Since Ron says the new one seems to be 4754.95. Only a weak carrier and no hint of audio. Via remotes, Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 4754.83, while Hilar China was on 1 Hz below 4750 on May 13th. And then Brian Clark in New Zealand told Ron Howard a carrier was visible on 4754.827, but no audio evident for the 1300 English broadcast, while Bangladesh was quite good on 4750 from 1312. Then on May 15th, Ron Howard upon Asilomar State Beach, California, was only getting a very faint signal on 3325 due to a blackout, while the other one was only an open carrier as far as he could tell. And on May 15th, Brian Clark told Ron Howard, I recorded 4755 today at 1855 to 1920 and found the signal on 4754.827, no different than earlier at 1300 on 13 May, a poor level carrier with no audio. Meanwhile, Ron Howard's monitoring of the other Indonesian on 7289.93 RRI Nabire Program 1. You tuned in at 0810, but it cut off at 0817 on May 17th. Although the signal was better than usual. Too bad they didn't stay on longer. May 14th, you tuned in at 0815, and it cut off at 0840. An anomaly with only one announcer and long, non-stop monologue, rather than easy-listening songs. From radio reception on Telegram, Vladimir Kovalenko in Tomsk, Russia, reports, on May 9th at 1422, the Kyrgyz transmitter with weak modulation was on 4895 instead of 5130. But at 1813 UT, it was back on 5130. Although some in Oklahoma reported it, I did not manage to see any aurora during the major event, early UT, May 11th. But I did do some DXing, as auroral conditions, enhanced signals from the south, and blackout signals from the north. Many of the major U.S. clear channel stations were not to be heard, even as far south as 750 WSB Atlanta, unless it happened to be off the air. And I had enhanced signals from Mexico, but unfortunately nothing further. On 590 Lo Mejor, that's XAFD in Rio Bravo, Tamaulipas. On 760, no WJR Detroit, but XCABC in Mexico City, Radio Cañon, although there's some confusion about its identity, also reported as Radio Alegria. Romantic music on 860, probably XENL in Monterrey. 1060, Radio Educación, Mexico City, with a list of affiliates at 0230. Its call is now listed as XECPAE, but I never heard that mentioned. It's not necessarily parallel to 6185 shortwave. On 1190, I heard Contacto 1190, which is XECT in Monterrey, supposedly 100 watts at night. On 1280, La Grande, XEAW in Monterrey. On 1330, I heard a gringo Spanish ad for an election, probably KCKM in Monahans, Texas. I also had several other frequencies in Spanish, but they were more likely Texas than Mexico. On 1510, 1510 AM, I thought it was XEQI in Monterrey, supposedly a daytimer, as widely reported. However, Neil Kazaros says he heard that that one is off the air, so what was it? And finally, at 0240 UT, May 11th, on 1670, Spanish music with a low heterodyne caused by XEFCR Reynosa Tamaulipas being off frequency plus. Radio Delta, low power in the Netherlands, but not a pirate, has an especially appreciative audience in Finland, where Kari Kallio gives us the latest information. According to the website, they're scheduled for the weekend of Saturday and Sunday, May 19th and 20th. On Saturday at 18 to 20 on 6170, 5 decades of music. And at 20 to 22, Radio Delta goes DX, including polka tunes. Then Sunday from 07 to 08 on 12030, Finnish request. At 08 to 10, Good Morning Europe. And then Sunday evening at 18, 6170, Eric's Shortwave Serenade. And from 20 to 22, The Record and Its Story. Check the schedule at radiodelta.am. From Hong Kong, Yogi Miao tells us that RNZ Pacific has changed frequency between 9 and 13 UT, more or less, as of 12 May to 9700. However, they may not stay there because it clashes with Radio Taiwan International in Korean at 10:30 to 10:58. Gavin Waters in Melbourne says good reception May 15th at 11:30. It's good that RNZ are not afraid to move frequency during the season as conditions change. But if RTI code channel in other locations, then expect a chance of another move. Here's another instance of the 10-meter band barely open from one location. May 10th at 2015, about the only signal I was hearing was on 28282CW. A loop including ID is HP1DCP slant B. That's in Panama, Panama. I continue to check 11935 for Saudi Arabia. Is it programming of Republic of Yemen Radio, or is it noise? As I reported last week, May 9th at 1945, there was that horrible buzz roar. But by May 15th at 1737, I was hearing Quran. And on May 16th at 1915, check, it was off the air, or at least not audible at Utrenta. Correction to my previous pronunciation of the far-right anti-American Prime Minister of Slovakia, spelled F-I-C-O. It's not Fico, but Fico, as we soon learned because he was shot in an assassination attempt. Some newscasters were still pronouncing it Fico. I had mentioned him previously because his party was trying to take over control of the public radio service in that country, RTVS, and consequently Radio Slovakia International. We should know better if we paid attention to RSI via WRMI, where they probably pronounce him correctly, despite antipathy. Here's the schedule on WRMI in English, in Internet only at 1900, at 22 on 5850, at midnight 30 on 15770, 7730 and 5850, at 0130 Tuesday to Saturday on 5800, and at 0300 on 7730 and 7780. To consult the phonetic schemes of different languages, I suggest you consult, as I did, mylanguages.org. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 2243, a non-commercial service like our website, worldofradio.com. My thanks this week to Sheldon Harvey in Quebec, who sent a box of equipment to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA. An address you may also use for contributions via money order or check on a U.S. bank. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, too. WORADIO at yahoo.com. Patrick Robich in Austria via mediumwave.info and BCDX reports on May 10th that Slovenia's medium wave frequency 549 kHz is off the air. The transmitter operator says it has failed, it said Koper, due to a serious defect. However, Radio Capodistria on 1170 is still running. Arnold Zeus in Austria also heard from Bojan Ramsak at the station about this. However, it was back on the air late on May 13th. Besides radio blackouts, Radio Exterior de España has been having transmitter problems. Normally they're running four frequencies. I usually check at 22 UT when there's a token English broadcast. On Friday, May 10th, 17855 could not be heard. Just a barely audible carrier. Likewise on 15520, and nothing on the other two frequencies, 17715 or 15390. On May 12th, 17855 was surprisingly strong, overcoming the blackout. On May 13th, the only frequency on was 17715 for South America. On May 14th, 17855 had returned, but still nothing on 15390 or 15520 for the Eastern Hemisphere. Also on May 15th, the two 17 MHz frequencies, but nothing on the 15s. And finally on May 16th, I found that they were all on except for 15390. Tony Pavick in British Columbia reports an unusual reception on 11430. May 16th, an interval signal at 1259 UT. It was on a flute. This is listed as the Star Star Broadcasting Station, the number station from Taiwan, also known as V13. But you cannot hear it after 1300. The carrier was still audible past 1331. It's from Taiwan and identifying as Xing Xing. That's X-I-N-G. I'm not sure of the tonality. Ron Howard has heard this for a long time. In 2014, he had the 13 UT broadcast on 7502. Another of his exhaustive surveys via remote receivers of Sound of Hope and other Far East stations. Wolfgang Bischel also reports Xing Xing, May 7th at 1304 on exactly 11430, and at 1331 on 15387.994. My observations this week of Voice of Turkey for the English broadcast to us at 22 UT on 11785. On May 10th, it could not be heard direct nor via remote receivers. It may have really been off the air, but there was a geomagnetic storm. On May 11th, there was no signal direct, but it was making it to the remote in Holland. Things always awry at Ankara. The sign-off at 2253 claimed it was the 1330 broadcast on 13635, which was in the B23 season. On May 12th, just barely audible direct, but good into U20, including the Sunday letterbox underway at 2220. Similar reception on May 13th. But sometimes, as on this date, the sign-off announcement does not mention shortwave at all, only satellite and internet. More often than not, such as on May 14 and 15, it claims to have been the 1230 UT broadcast on 17620. I assume that first English broadcast of the day is merely repeated over and over, including olds instead of news. Despite noisy conditions, I was able to reconfirm the Desert Whooper. It's somewhere in the southwest desert of the U.S. on 4095. It sends some sweep tones upward and identifies as DW along with some other CW. World of Radio Scheduling, as you may have noticed, the UT Saturday 0130 on WRMI 5850 has been replaced by something else. Now we're not on that frequency at all, which was a good one across North America. But let's hear it for redundancy, still multiple airings on WRMI and shortwave gold radio in Germany. Although, I've noticed it has been off the air from time to time. Contrary to its schedule, I hope they're not having too many transmitter problems. Our first shortwave airing each week continues to be on WRMI 9955, Fridays at 22 UT, although it's aimed to the south-southeast. Your next best chance is UT Saturday at 0400 on WTWW 5085. Gary Drew, or Gaz, of Gary Drew Worldwide, has an update already on scheduling via his internet station called Pirate Radio. World of Radio is now on every night sometime between 23 and 05 UT, and also Sunday at 0730, but not on Saturday at 0730 anymore. He says no more changes for a long time due to other projects. Pirate Radio is free, non-profit, and simply for the love of radio. See the new long-term program schedule at piratradio.bravesites.com/schedule. At various times on May 14th and 16th, I've noticed no signal on 5130.2 variable from WBCQ's All Asterisk Rump All the Time. WWCR serves a useful purpose in being the closest high-power multi-frequency shortwave station to us at only 1 megameter distance. So we check their frequencies to assess propagation, and it's not been unusual lately for some of the signals, even the lowest one, 4840, to be fluttery due to extreme propagation disturbance in the geomagnetic storm. Flutter even affects their leapfrog mixing product when on the air, 5980. I continue to detect radio Vanuatu almost every night around 0630 UT on 7260. While Ron Howard gets an especially good signal and actually can listen to it. Here are some highlights from May 11th at 0715, some nice island songs. At 7:30, a weekend news and sports program in Bislama. The major story, Air Vanuatu filing for bankruptcy protection after canceling all international flights. At 0801, starting the Customs Culture program every Saturday night, he enjoys their unique intro with indigenous music. As a frequent listener to Radio Vanuatu, Ron is particularly interested in this. It's called Getting Our Voices Heard, Radio Broadcasting and Secrecy in Vanuatu by Monica Sturm. It is on the website hal.science. It's titled Radio, Kastom, K-A-S-T-O-M, and National Identity. Let us first birth the notion of Kastom in Islam of the local language, at times too rapidly translated by custom in English. Put this into context. In Vanuatu, custom has a more complex meaning because of the political role it played in the history of gaining independence in 1980. It has a double meaning, on a national level, representing a means of distinguishing the Ni Vanuatu as a whole from the former European colonizers. On a local level, the particular practices of custom, marriage, birth, or rank-taking ceremonies, myths, dance, and music, are claimed by distinct communities and sometimes passed down in the form of secret or restricted knowledge, to which explicit ownership rules are attached. This is actually an academic review citing other publications. Contrary to fears mentioned in many works, at the beginning of radio in industrialized countries, that it would prevent people from talking to each other. In this island context, it was quite the opposite. Radio enabled the inhabitants of different islands to communicate among themselves. It was used, and still is to a certain extent, to send not only collective messages, such as info on the circulation of copra boats, which also transport other goods and passengers, but also very diverse family and personal ones, info about a death or birth, a parcel to collect at the boat, a letter carried by someone to be collected at the airport, or to announce a forthcoming arrival on the island. Radio's beginnings in Vanuatu represented an example of a highly participative tool. Service messages have always been the most listened to program, as at 0630 UT, which Ron Howard often monitors. Then on May 14th at 0645, Ron heard some Pop Island songs, followed by a PSA for the 29 May national referendum in Bisrama. Most communist countries do not bother to jam religious shortwave broadcasts from abroad. I guess they're not threatened by them, but Vietnam is. Wolfgang Bissell reports that FEBC Manila's IBA site in Vietnamese on 9794.975 was 25 over 9 via a remote, but with a heavy Vietnam mainland siren, howling buoy jamming audio signal to protect their communist ideology on mountain people in Vietnam and Laos border against Western evangelical religious ideas. The jamming was at 1118 UT on 9794.992. That is 17 hertz higher. More about the propagation situation. The afternoon of May 12th at 1953, I wrote, "We continue with near blackout shortwave conditions. What can we expect with an A index of 272 and blackouts reaching the R3 level, according to WWB? Generally on May 12th, only the closest U.S. signals are good, WWCR, VOA Grimesland, on lower daytime bands. Otherwise, mostly just barely audible carriers at best." And Richard Langley, I guess really in New Brunswick, wrote, "As Glenn mentioned, bands are pretty well dead today, 11 May. I tried for WAR on 14383.5 and NWKJ on 14438.5 for the Armed Forces Day defense message at 20 UT. Nothing heard here in New Brunswick. Also, Radio Romania International, completely missing on 11975 for English at 2030. Not even a trace of a carrier. But surprisingly, African Pathways Radio from Madagascar in English on 11965 put in a decent signal here at 2030 during its one-hour program that starts at 20 UT. And just before 22, no WWV signals on any frequency could be heard, although CHU on 7850 was just fair, much weaker than normal." The geophysical alert message from WWV as of 16 May at 21 UT, solar flux 207, estimated planetary A index 29, planetary K index at 21, 2.33. It's been much higher. Space weather for the past 24 hours moderate. Geomagnetic storms reaching the G2 level, solar radiation storms S1, radio blackouts R1. During the past week, it's not been unusual for these levels to reach 2 or even 3. Due to unforeseen solar uprisings, predictions on a weekly basis are not always accurate, but they come out Monday from the Space Weather Prediction Center. Geomagnetic field at minor storm levels, with A and K indices predicted for that date, May 13th, of 40 and 7. Other peaks, only 12 and 4, on May 24th, 27th, June 1st and 2nd. Solar flux descending from 190 May 16th, to 160 or 65 from May 20th to 26th, and back up to 225 by June 3rd. Thus concludes World of Radio 2243. With many thanks to all our contributors and stations, Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week with a standard disclaimer.